Never at all.
Did you want to stop? is that a no?
What is
Canadian's not so interested anymore.
We just talked about how it's hard to get off the floor.
I crawl pretty easy. I can teach crawling 101.
I'll give you two job offers, daycare, or you can be a bus supervisor. Those are your two options. What do you want?
Bus supervisor. Take it. You can stand up.
Yeah. Mark.
He never listens.
Never is a big word.
But sell them. Is that better? Sell them.
One more minute.
Oh, this is all.
Oh, I just
bring. Do I have all the copies here?
What did I do? Give you the.
I don't know.
Okay. You should have that and that.
Right, not taking notes on there. I'll do it later.
I didn't. Okay.
I'll take notes, Chris.
You'll take notes?
Yeah,
okay.
I'll take notes because I'll type it out.
Okay.
I've been doing that for all the committee meetings. So.
Okay. Okay, it's 10 o'clock. I'll call the meeting to order. There will be one change on the agenda. In my haste of jotting down the agenda, I just wrote the word other. It should say other items for next agenda. So that has to be corrected. You could even take out the other and just put items for next agenda. I mean, it gets a little wordy, but that was my fault, I apologize for that. So we don't need approval of this?
No, we really don't. Okay. I'll just say change to the agenda, the other, whatever. I got it.
Okay, so there's been some talk about turnover. And Patty, I made a copy of what was given to the board meeting on 7/14/25. And we talked about turnover. It's about the 5th question down. Has there been any changes in that? Because what it said is we have people leaving for various reasons. They heard the daycare is closing and wanted to be sure they had a steady job. They didn't realize there was too much prep work. There was so much prep work and documenting. They left for higher pay, left because it wasn't a good fit for them, and left because they didn't like the hours. Has there been any change in any of that? And how much turnover have we actually had?
Chris, can you recite where you're reading that from, just so when I take my notes here?
It's the 5th question.
Oh, okay, all right. I have the black and white version. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Thank you.
We don't have color copiers.
No, I got it. I'm good.
He's got it.
And home ribbons are $70.
No, you'll have a good one. Fine, I got the highlighted.
Oh, there you go. Oh, you're lucky.
So the turnover, we have had a staff member switch over to a para position at the school.
One?
Mm-hmm. Just one of those.
That's a positive, though, because she got her degree.
Yes. That's good. Yes. A lot of our employees are going to school, so they have left to pursue education jobs. Plus, we also have a lot of high schoolers, and I'm working with the high school, so they're coming in, and we know that's only going to be short-term until they graduate from high school and go on to college. So I have a lot of the staff leaving for college.
I just want to clarify something. When you say going to school, you mean going to beyond high school to pursue other degrees. So knowing when they're hired, it is a
short-term. Either they...
If they're becoming teachers, this could be a stepping stone before they get their degree.
Yes.
Can I just ask, do you have any kids from the high school that are doing the youth apprenticeship?
I talked to Ben this morning, and I have one that is interested in coming here.
Oh, cool.
And then I just hired a high schooler. I think he's a junior or maybe a senior. Now, and he's coming after school to help out with the
Cool.
And I'm excited because we got our first male.
I was just going to say.
Yeah. And the
Carol, you could be the second.
Well, he got here after school last night, and all the kids in the school age room, they're like, are you still my best friend? He's like, I'm still your best friend. Aww. Nothing changed from last night.
Yeah.
So it is so neat to see that. So, and he's playing along with it so good. We're very fortunate to have him.
Good. So how many staff members actually left this summer, would you say?
One, two, three, four. I had five staff members that left. Four of them went on to college, and one went on to be a para.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Really, it's pretty stable then, other than those reasons. Okay.
Yeah, and the things that are on here, I would say these were probably within the past year or two. We did have one person request to go from a lead teacher down to a lead teacher one down to a lead teacher two, correct?
Yes.
Because of the prep work of being a lead teacher one. But we didn't lose them. They just requested to do different. The left for higher pay was our janitor.
Yes.
They got hired, I believe, at the Marion School District as a custodian.
Yeah.
So that was a loss because she did great work.
Yeah, she was good.
Left because it wasn't a good fit for them. We haven't had that recently.
Mm-mm.
But I would say it wasn't a good, instead of the word them, it wasn't a good fit for either party.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep, I get it.
There was a mutual agreement.
Yes. Yes.
And didn't like the hours. That's always.
And we're only talking one person.
Yeah, within the last year.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the didn't like the hours. That's always Patty's struggle because everybody wants the morning shift and nobody wants the afternoon shift.
Not everybody.
Well, a lot of people. Thank you for correcting me on that. A lot of people. So we're I don't know if struggling is the right word. You're always calling me saying, Troy, what can we do to do this or do that? But in the end, you make the choices. You're in charge.
Yeah. So how many left because they heard the daycare was closing?
I have two that left.
That wasn't recently, though.
Just when our custodian one left, that was kind of why she was nervous that we were going to close.
Because this was put out back in July.
Yes. So,
yes.
So that would have been right around that time.
A year ago.
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted to go over this to make sure that we have
because that was addressed at your, what meeting did I come to? Staff meeting?
It was a staff meeting.
So we had a staff meeting that I attended, and it was kind of an open forum. It was mostly about insurance questions, but that question did come up. And I said, at this point, there is nothing that it is closing. There's obviously, we're trying to close the gap, looking at taxpayer this and that. But I had answered that question that way.
Okay. Were there a lot, well, I guess we'll cover that with the rate changes. So we kind of discussed staffing. Is there any other issues on staffing that have come up that we should be aware of?
Not anything right now.
Not pressing.
No.
That's as of 10 o'clock on a Thursday.
Beginning of September.
On the beginning of September.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's always stuff that comes up. And I think just the staff turnover is all over. It's not just here. It's not just at the school.
And it's not just in daycare.
No.
It's everywhere.
No, it's everywhere. So until we can get back into a stable working, everybody wants to work and get that reward of a paycheck, I think we're going to be struggling.
But I would say that since we have more consistency of work hours and more consistency of people doing their education degree, it wasn't like it was 2 years ago.
No.
2 years ago, we were scrambling every day. Do we have to shut down the daycare or not because we didn't have enough staff? So it's not like that's how it was. So staffing is okay.
Well, one of the things that I've heard out in the community is, why aren't we staffing it with just part-time people?
For us to be a Young Star, four-star center, our teachers, we have to have consistency in the classroom, and our teachers have to put in 30 hours or more per in their classroom. It's very important for these little kids to have consistency and not have a different teacher in the morning, different teacher in the afternoon. Parents want to be able to communicate with their teacher. I've got a teacher that called in sick today, and brand new parent started yesterday, and she came in and she said, "Where's their teacher?" And I said, "I'm sorry, they called in sick, but the assistant teacher is going to be in here," and still same thing. And she said, "Well, does this happen a lot?" So I know it's a concern with the parent.
Sure.
So if we've got part-time kids, how do I keep that consistency for the parents, for the children? And the kids sense who they're comfortable with. If I go in the baby room, they all cry instantly.
Okay.
That is not my forte. I can go in that school-age room and sit down and play a mean game of Uno, and everybody's happy. But those babies, I'm not in there enough for them to not have that stranger danger anxiety. So, and the teachers, they'll be like, "Okay, you can go out, I got this," because you're making them all cry. But that's just part of their development. So that's why it's so important to have the consistency in the same teachers in the classroom all the time.
I do want to add to that. I don't know if this is how accurate this is. This was updated again in July. You have roughly 17 or 18 staff. And I want to say there's only one that's part-time. Is that correct? I know I'm putting you on the spot. I'm sorry.
On my sheet, I have
13 full-time.
13 full-time and one part-time.
Okay.
And you were included in that.
This is my spreadsheet I'm looking at. There's lots of red of people that were here last year.
Okay.
So, just so, again, I've gotten more than enough snapshots of Facebook. I'm sick of it. But to clear the air, when I wasn't the superintendent then, we knew, we as in the seven board members that voted to open up the child care center at that time, knew that in order to make it function, hiring full-time people was not going to be an option.
Pre-COVID.
When COVID hit, that changed everything.
Yep.
Because the only way we could keep employees was to offer them full-time. So it went from 2 to 5 to 7.
Well, we originally opened 13. For 42 kids.
No. Yeah. We originally opened for 25 kids.
Yes.
Okay, then we bumped it.
And that would go up to age 5.
Yeah.
So then COVID hit, and I opened up for the school-age kids to come in and help with their schooling and stuff. So then I had to bump up our maximum group. And to do that, I needed more staff. And that's
so
where it came.
For financials, again, I just want to get this out there. That's just pretend 10 of the 13 take benefits. 10 times approximately $20,000 to the district is $200,000. That's easy math. So that would be part of that deficit right off the bat if they were part-time employees or we didn't offer them benefits. Also, I want to say right when we got back from COVID, don't quote me on the date, we mostly got rid of the Delwood employee handbook and the employees at the daycare, because they were employees of the district, fell underneath this employee handbook. Because there was some legal confusion about sick days and what are my rights? Do I get short-term disability? Don't I? All that kind of stuff. So we incorporated them into the employee handbook as well, that they were getting the same benefits as a paraprofessional. So again, that all transfers from day one intentions over. I thought about this a lot last night, but yeah.
I think I asked how many of the current, is it 13 employees?
Yes.
Okay, so how many of the 13 employees actually are getting a discount?
Well, I'm here
at
7 with 10 children.
That might have changed.
That's changed. I'm just looking at the notes.
So I got.
I thought it was 11, ain't it?
I got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oops.
You're fine.
Now, are you talking about just daycare employees or the school district and
just daycare employees?
Okay, right now, I believe I've got 6 employees that are getting the discount.
And how many kids?
And I've got 6 kids.
Okay. And how many of those 6 are infants? None.
None.
Okay, so that's changed.
They would all be 2-year-olds or older.
So do you think you could run this place with just part-time employees other than you?
No.
Thank you.
For us to go to a 4-star for the quality improvement, we have to have teachers 30 hours or more in a classroom. Yeah, they are required to follow a curriculum, so we are doing lesson plans. We're doing portfolios on every single child. So we are based our portfolios on 5 different domains, the social, emotional, physical, all those domains. So it's like an IEP for every single child that we go through on a weekly basis. And then our lesson plan is all based on their needs. So we can't do a lesson plan on, we're gonna learn about the 3 little pigs this week, because that's not going to hit their developmental stages. So we're going to be doing a lesson plan on kicking a ball, rolling over for infants from back to tummy, tummy to back, walking along furniture. So whatever that child is doing, that is what our lesson plans are. So we review that after a week. After 2 weeks, depending on the age of the child, if they have not met it, then we have to revamp it to, okay, maybe our goal was too hard for them. Maybe we wanted them to walk along the furniture, but they're not even ready to stand up yet. So now we have to revamp that. Or our preschool kids, we want them to kick a ball. They fall down every time they try to kick a ball. So now we have to revamp. So we're constantly going through their portfolios. And then at the end of the child's daycare life, the parents get all of that so they can see exactly what they did.
And I'm not sure if everybody is familiar with the term IEP, but it stands for Individualized Education Program. So it means you take a look at what the child needs, and that's what we're going to teach them. So it can be different for every single kid. And I would imagine, being dealing with infants on up, I'm sure some of the goals are something as simple as eating at a table, using a regular glass, potty training.
Yeah. We also have group goals that we have to do for the whole class. So I know the 4-year-olds right now, they're working on walking through the hallway. Instead of you open up the door and they're gone. And those little babies coming out, they're mucked down. So that's a group goal right now. The 2-year-olds are working on taking their lunch plates and putting them in the bucket, not in the garbage.
Oh, hey, we worked on that all the way up to 5th grade. So.
But those are just some of the things that the whole group is doing. School agers, this summer we worked on not leaning back on their chairs and flipping over backwards. It's just simple things.
Sure.
But it's also
simple. But it all has to go in their plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is it a fair statement to say that I'm just reading through the Young Star rating here where it says, Young Star does not cost the district anything. From what you were just saying, that seems to be a not accurate statement.
Explain.
Just
explain what you mean by that.
That it doesn't cost the district anything, so
you don't have to pay on Young Star for coming in.
Correct. But what Patty was just saying, you are paying for the extra time and higher wages for teachers to achieve that Young Star, and that also applies to this, so you have to pay better wages to retain people because of the work that has to be done to obtain it. So at the end of the day, it does cost something.
Young Star doesn't cost. A quality program costs. There's a difference.
No, but in order to have that Young Star rating, you have to have
a quality program.
Correct. So
a quality program. So the question is, do you want quality or mass quantity
exposure? Or do you want to be babysitting?
That wasn't the question I was saying. The question I was saying is that statement right here is not accurate.
Well, it is accurate because we don't pay Young Star anything. We do not pay them anything. That's what that statement means.
There's no membership fee.
Yeah, but what Jason is...
Yeah, you know, I get it.
I get what he's saying, yeah. But to be Young Star, we don't have to pay for it.
If we were going to make a T-chart, and again, the daycare, the child care is a huge elephant in the room, so we got to tackle this head on. If we were going to make a T-chart and say, all right, we're going to get rid of Young Star, let's just pretend, we could potentially drop all of our employees to part-time. They wouldn't be eligible for benefits. I would assume the majority of them would leave. Okay? So we would have to do a cost-benefit analysis on what it is having that program and paying quality people with benefits versus not having the program, part-time people, no benefits.
And you're going to have a babysitting service. Yes.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but that's kind of... your cost-benefit analysis.
100%.
Yeah.
That's why this program's better.
Yeah.
Than others.
Yeah, depending on the view you're taking. For the educational services, yes. Yes.
Aren't we a school district?
I'm agreeing with you. I agree with you. I get it. Yes. Because
that is education.
Because Madeline...
I'm not arguing that fact, Mark. That has nothing to do with the question
but this
I
whole thing boils down to, and I don't care, I'm going to say it, and I hope people hear me because I know this is being recorded. This is... I know what the goal is here. We all know what the goal is here.
Go ahead, you're a mind reader. Spit it out.
You know what the goal is.
I'm going to interject, okay? Because I got a text message last night that we're closing the daycare. There's a vote in October. 100% not true. Okay? However, I do think that the questions that were raised that have gotten to my desk were, when the daycare was originally created, the plan, then COVID hit... We need to still do an analysis of, is the child care center on the trajectory where we want it to go? Now, I can throw a whole bunch of curveballs at that because I would love to have an all-day 4K. I would love to have a part-time 3K program. How does that all fit into this? I have no idea, okay? But when we're talking about all of this together, I think we need to talk about, what are the benefits of leaving it the way it is? What are the benefits of tweaking? Or are we just looking at cost analysis? Because the easiest thing to say, cost analysis, if we're just worried about taxpayer money, not worried about the community, closing it is one of 25 options. Okay? One of 25. But we need to please all parties, we need to do our due justice with all the options that are out there. And I have been... I don't care if it's being recorded. I've been busting my ass trying to get the data for all of those scenarios. I really have Madeline, I, Jessica, Nick. And it is. And I think that's where, if we do a survey, well, we would ask some of those questions. Do you continue to support a child care service run at the district level? Would you like to add a full day 4K? Would you like to have a 3K program? What is the future of CAP services? I heard they're possibly not going to be around if we don't get grant funding. Mm-hmm. So where are those kids going to go? There's a lot of unknowns right now that we need to figure out a long-term plan so we can get the crap off of Facebook, because everybody does have an opinion, but we got to get the facts. We got to figure out the facts. Closing the daycare is one of 25 options. It's not on the agenda, for the record. Yes.
So this is my concern.
Yeah.
I know people want a question on this survey.
Yeah.
Is, do you support a district-run daycare? Mm-hmm. And depending on what happens with the information comes back, if it says no, we don't, they will vote to close it, guaranteed.
And that was the caution about putting out a survey. And maybe we don't ask that question, okay? Here's the but. The daycare, the child care, was started for this particular reason. And you can blame me. I'm the one that's hired the employees to be full-time to keep the child care center going. That was my decision, okay? That's part of what I inherited after COVID, okay? We're now in this. I'm talking to Shayokton, I'm talking to other, they're having the exact same discussion we are, because if we lose the grant funding, are we going to continue to run a community program that's not state funded, that's only local funded? Okay, are we going to continue doing that, yes or no? That's kind of where all the districts are deciding right now, and if so, to what extent? Okay, I agree the community needs something. The but is, to what extent? That's changed, I think, from 2020.
I think it's very important that Delwood Daycare, be it the daycare committee, whoever, Patty, mm-hmm. they need to get a flyer out to all these parents, to the community, to as many people as they can, as to what the services this daycare provides.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's extremely important, because if all you do is send out one question and people don't know
yep.
all the information, how can they honestly answer it?
You're correct, and that's part of the whole education. That's why I sent out the email the other day about we need to get the ball rolling with educating the board first, then the public.
So part of that education should be, I know the stuff was sent to Maddie back in July.
Yep.
As to, we've had 5 years of this. Really, three, probably.
Yeah.
We've had 3 years of this. Those kids are now in kindergarten, first, or 4K. Let's see. You know, you don't have to give names, but
obviously.
Show where they were, how their performance is now in school. I'm not privy to that information.
I know that her staff, Tarno, were looking it up, and I believe they got rosters from you.
I gave them everybody.
So literally what we need to do, and I know she started it, is we need to put all those kids and then say grade 1, 2, 3,
yep.
put their scores, let's just say average them. Then we're taking all the non-daycare kids doing the same thing and comparing the two.
Yep.
I know they're working on that spreadsheet, but it's literally logging to each individual kid.
Yeah, and I know.
For 3 years.
So kind of on Jason's topic, so I just, and I know you're not going to have the answers right off the top of your head, so just ballpark it.
Yeah.
What would you estimate the prep hours for the teachers to be able to maintain that portfolio? Like, what would you just estimate what that hours of the for each teacher?
Roughly, they usually do it during nap time, and they've got roughly about 2 hours. Once they get to, and that's 2 hours a day that the kids are sleeping, once they get going with it and get a routine, sometimes you can whip out a lesson plan in 15 minutes.
Now, is that per kid, or is that for the whole classroom?
The whole class.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not extra time, like, over the top of the day?
No, when all the
just
kids
within their regular normal schedule.
Okay.
When all the kids are sleeping at nap time, that's when the teachers sit with their portfolios and work on doing lesson plans and stuff like that. They also will have like a notepad, So if we're outside and they're playing kick with a kickball, and little Johnny kicks the ball, they're going to write that down because we have to date and time it and then put that into the portfolio. And the assistant teachers can help update the portfolios along with the lead teachers. So it's not just the lead teachers that have to do it, but they're the ones that I come after if, okay, where are we at? What are we doing? So they're the ones who answer to Youngstar and to me for what are they, their prep time and stuff like that.
So just to kind of clarify, then it's not too much extra labor costs attached to? Okay.
Nothing outside of the center hours that they work is.
I want to go back to Mark's comment, too, just to clarify, all right? What has gotten to my desk for the group? The reason why the child care center is more of a hot topic than the rec center is because the rec center was on two referendums, if you think about it. It was referendum, it went to vote. Okay? The thing that's gotten to my desk in 2020, don't quote me on the date, please, whoever's listening or not listening, whatever the date was, there were seven board members at that time that sat in a room that thought the child care center was great. There was a bunch of other school districts doing the exact same thing. It never had a community vote. It's what those seven people thought at the time. So I'm going to use the opposite scenario of what you just said, Mark. If we do put out a survey and it overwhelmingly comes back that says we need to have a child care center, well, then that's the other answer as well. There's your vote. Now, if it comes back 51-49 or 50-50, well, then that goes back on the seven people that sit on the board. I mean, it really does. So I just want to be clear on that. But to reiterate, the education is extremely important instead of just, are my taxes going up? Are they not going up? Because I calculated it the other day. If you take, that's just a percent, 80 families out of the number of families that exist in the district, and you do the ratio, the child care's, you know, benefiting a very small percentage of people. But for the sake of the overall community, which how do you measure the people working at Walker Forge, the people working here that are utilizing the daycare, that's hard to put a dollar amount on, per se.
At the end of the day, when you look at it, that single digit percentage that is utilizing this program.
Yeah.
So.
And it's no different than the rec center. You could have that argument.
100%.
But to clarify on that too, I guess we are an education agency.
Yep.
There are many programs, many things that this district does that cost the district money.
Yes.
And you can put out a questionnaire. I don't have any kids in school. Mm-hmm. Why do I want a daycare? Yep. All my kids are grown. I got to pay 50 cents an hour. I don't care what they have to pay. That's the daycare philosophy. Now I'm going to carry it a little further. I don't have any kids in middle school sports.
Correct.
Why the heck should my tax dollars go to middle school sports?
Yeah.
I don't drive down this road.
Yeah.
Why are my tax dollars going to prepare the road? Because tax dollars is for the community.
It's no different than a police officer.
The liaison. Yeah. If we need this to help the kids in our community that are eventually going to be taxpayers, hopefully, and stay in the community, we've got to provide some services that are going to cost the district some money.
And to add to what you're just saying, we need to make it very clear in whatever educating we're doing, the community, okay, tax bill, okay, school taxes,
mm-hmm.
which makes up incremental parts of that, okay, the community part of school taxes is not state-aidable.
Right.
It is 100% local taxes because the local taxpayers are choosing to have that or not.
Right.
So that needs to be part of that education as well. Yeah.
And we have to cover everything that's in Fund 80.
Correct.
Not just daycare.
The same thing goes with Youngstar.
Yeah.
You know, that is a county taxpayer-funded program.
And I can vouch that there are parents that look at that for that Young Star rating. When my kids were little, I looked for the 5-star ones because that's I had been to the not 5-star ones, and I spent more time trying to find substitute care because we don't have a helpmate for it. We don't have room, and it's like. Yeah. My husband worked on an ambulance. It's not like he can just call off of work.
Yeah. we kind of veered off of rate changes, yeah, but I think that's stuff needed that to be said.
Yeah. Well, I have one more thing. It seems like this all gets to be targeted towards Fund 80, you know, and daycare is not the only thing in Fund 80.
That's what Chris said, yes.
Correct. I mean, it's the rec, it's the school liaison officer, it's the after-school program, it's middle school sports.
Yeah.
I mean,
the easiest way, to put it bluntly, the easiest way to lower local taxes is get rid of everything in Fund 80. I mean, that's the easiest way. Am I recommending that?
Yep.
Hell no. You know, but that is the reality, is Fund 80 is local taxes. Correct.
Okay, so we probably better continue with the agenda here. So we, Patty, the rate changes that the board voted on did go into effect on September 1, correct?
Yes.
Have you had any people leaving?
I had 5 families that left. I did call on the waiting list, and I took one family that was here. They left, went to another center that was not Young Star rated, and called me on Sunday, this last Sunday, and begged to come back because they were not happy with the care that their children were getting.
I'm gonna be nitpicky, okay?
One of these 5 called you to come back, or
no,
different?
A different one. Okay. That I was able to fill their one of their spots.
So how many kids?
Yeah, I was gonna be nitpicky. Yeah. You said 5 families, how many kids?
7.
7 kids. Okay.
Were those 7 kids, and maybe you don't have the answer for this, were those 7 kids in-district kids or
yes.
out-of-district kids?
In-district.
And they specifically told you they left because of the rate change?
They could not afford the rate change.
I'm just making sure we're not skipping any steps.
Right.
You may not know this one, and that's okay. Do you know if they went to another Young Star rated one, or to a lower Young Star, or a non-Young Star?
I know 3 of them went to different family providers because it was substantially lower. Mm-hmm. One of the 2-year-olds that left, mom called me and said, I went to pick my daughter up and she stood by the window right where I left her in the morning, still crying. So, I mean, that breaks my heart. She said, but I can't afford to come here. And I get it. And that's where my heartstrings get pulled.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, business side, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you can work it out, come on over here. There is the child care assistance. They have changed their standards now. So they are, your income levels are a little bit different now. So more families are able to get onto the child care assistance, which is helping. But for them to get the child care assistance, we have to be Young Star rated. So I don't think St. Martin's is state regulated either, so they cannot take any assistance. And I don't think that some of the family daycares are.
I can tell you. Creative Kids is, Tiny Tots is, that's Marion, New London, Gresham, Shiaxton, those are the only 2. And I know there's a couple of private people that watch kids.
Shiaxton is, or is not?
Shiaxton Daycare is Young Star rated.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, these are, I only called ones that were Young Star rated. But I know, I have 3 friends in Clintonville that watch kids, and they're not even star rated.
So, for me, just to make sure I would not misspeak in public, let's just compare this to St. Martin's. I'm not talking about care right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're only talking salary. We pay our employees the same or more. Does anybody know that answer?
More.
We pay our employees more?
Yeah, I don't know what their wages are.
Okay. And
well, we probably, with the benefit package, well, they would
get more. Excluding benefits, yeah. Okay, so, and then...
So hourly wage is what you're talking about.
Yeah, because them being full-time qualifies for benefits on our payroll. Okay, that, I just wanted to make sure.
I guess that kind of dovetails into the next one. Do we still have a waiting list then? You were able to fill those 7 kids' slots. Do we still have a waiting list?
Our waiting list now consists of kids that will be starting in the future. So a lot of them are not born yet.
But they're going to be here.
Yeah.
Is that common practice?
Yes. You have to know.
There are daycares that make you pay to hold a spot.
Sure.
Wow.
I was joking with my sister.
We don't charge nothing for that, right?
No, we don't currently. But when we did our research probably a year ago, there's quite a few daycares you pay to hold your spot.
Wow.
We were kind of joking in Green Bay and Appleton because that's where I've got family. You pretty much are paying for you're getting on the wait list before you start conceiving.
You take your chance. The other thing is there's daycares where there's only a weekly fee, regardless if you go 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, or 5 days. You pay the weekly fee no matter what.
So you don't get your money back anymore.
No.
Wow.
It's a business.
And there's a shortage.
Because that's the only way people can...
I'm going to assert a business.
So,
I was going to just say something, but I'm not going to say it.
It's a pretty good business.
So, have you gotten
It's not, because otherwise everybody would have it.
About
we probably wouldn't be talking about it as much if it were.
I was going to say, we might even talk with Patty to find this out.
They would rather pay a higher rate than see the daycare close because they need us.
Okay, say that again because I don't think everybody heard that. I asked, is there any other feedback about the rate changes?
They're willing to pay a higher rate to keep the daycare open because they need a place to take their children. We've got a lot of teacher kids, a lot of teachers that are walking around with big bellies that are going to have babies. So if we don't have a spot for them, Troy's going to be stressed in months.
I've obviously talked to the majority of these teachers because they're pursuing FMLA, short-term disability, those types of things. I do want to add the cost of daycare. Right now, I was talking to somebody the other day. It is cheaper for them to take their 12 weeks and go on short-term disability than it is to take their 8 weeks, return to their job,
and pay daycare. Yeah, yeah.
So that puts me in a bind, and not just maternity, paternity as well. Okay, because that puts me in a bind, because to find a sub for 2 months is one thing. To find a sub for 3 months is extremely difficult.
Sure.
I don't blame them.
Teacher. You've got multiple.
I don't blame them one bit. You get to spend more time with your child and you financially come out ahead.
Yep.
Yeah.
Patty, I was just going through the notes. We went through, we had the daycare employees. How many district employees, or has that changed, or is that still the same? I wrote it on the wrong line on mine. So.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much stayed the same.
Okay, so we, 7 employees with 10
kids. We just will be increasing the number of children with the district employees because... Some of them are expecting.
Okay.
Again.
No, that's okay. Like I said, I wrote it on the wrong spot on my line, so I'm like,
yeah.
So no, we're good.
Okay.
Thank you.
I do have some parents looking at, what would it be if I went down to part-time? So they're looking at their employment. If I'm only going to be going from 40 hours, maybe down to 20 hours, what is that going to cost me in daycare? Is it feasible? What's going to happen 5 years down the road? am I going to be able to, when daycare rates go down because of the age, or they're in school, are you going to have a spot for me? Mm-hmm. If I want to go back up to full-time because I technically need to work full-time.
So that's kind of a tough question to answer to them because you've got other kids coming in.
Remember the dice you're going to have.
Yeah.
Maybe if they wanted to pay it, hold the spot.
Well, if you had anybody switch hours, like say they were full-time, and maybe they switched hours at work, too, to kind of cut hours here and go on nights, you know what I'm saying, to take some of the...
I have not seen that yet.
Okay.
I've got some families that started that are 2 days 1 week, 3 days the next week,
okay,
because dad or mom are on a swing shift type deal.
So I can see that possibly happen too, try to save a little that way. But
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where they like the rates of one or daily or the 4 to 5 days as a full time.
Yeah.
Because some days they're only here maybe 1 or 2 days because of their
work. And one more question. Is there a minimum that these people have to have hour-wise or money-wise to have a spot here? Or
I do not have a minimum right now.
Okay. You think there should be, or I don't know, I'm just...
You're talking about employees getting a discount, or you're just talking
about
minimum?
No, I mean for
like family coming
service.
Can a family drop off a kid for an hour?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know if there was a minimum, or...
Well, snow days, when I call a snow day, that's always a burden on you. It is. And unfortunately, paras don't come over here and work. I mean, we gave them that option, because that would be a savior, literally, for you. Because the kids that parents can't have at home, they just get dropped off at the daycare for the day, because they can't be at home by themselves.
Yeah.
Same thing with the summer.
Yeah.
When there's no school, or getting them back and forth to summer school and stuff. Some of these kids are here at 5:30 in the morning, and some of them are, they stay. I've got three families that they're dropped off at 5:30 in the morning, and they're picked up at 6:15 at night.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
They work.
6 to 6, 12-hour shifts.
12-hour shifts, and then they have to drive a half an hour.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I'm serious. I'm serious about being able to possibly help with some of this stuff, you know, and as far as pay goes, I'm not looking at a lot of pay. You know,
taking notes here?
No, I already have. You
can ask Mark. I ran the cemetery in town. I did not take a big pay.
Well, those guys didn't give you any trouble.
So.
Those guys didn't give you any trouble.
Wow.
To the residents?
Yeah.
Is it the cemetery controversial yet, though, too?
No, not
anymore.
Now that I left, yeah. I don't know. It just, that seems like a heck of a burden to be put on you.
And I'm going to answer your question in a roundabout way. There are districts still calling me saying, Troy, we're looking at opening up a district-run daycare. Menasha just did it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I called them and I'm like, I want to ask you one question. Are you breaking even? And he goes, my books currently say yes. We'll see what the end of the year entails.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, I will be calling you at the end of the year. I talked to Lance Bagstad. He ran the one out west. They set rules that, you know, this is the way it is. This is the way it is. But they're scrambling every single day for employees. They're almost breaking even. Okay, so it depends what perimeters you want to set. Geographically, Clintonville's a weird area to bring employees in as well, or to have help at a daycare. When I talk to, let's just say, the Boys and Girls Club down in Neenah, Menasha, or Appleton, those college kids need hours. They have those colleges there. They want to help out for 2-3 hours a day. That's the difference of the big cities versus here, is you have a lot of the, let's just say, 18 to 23-year-olds that just want to pick up a couple hours here or there and don't want to work at the college or university.
They also charge a lot more.
Yeah, they do.
And if I remember right, Menasha partnered up with the old UW.
Oshkosh.
Menasha. So that one, actually, that center was there for a long time because my son attended when he was two.
Yeah.
he went to UW-Madison campus.
I thought, I don't know if they're leasing it or they bought the building. I forget which one it was,
I know it was a partnership of some type, but because I remember, I'm like, holy cow, yeah. Austin went to that 25 years ago.
So anyways, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay, next item on the agenda. If you haven't taken a look outside, it might be a good idea. And I see that we have a construction committee member here, so I'm hoping he takes a look at it too.
I have nothing to do with roads.
No, I want you to take a look at outside. Because
I alluded to this at the last board meeting.
I'm really concerned about the drop-off and the safety of the kids, including the high school kids when they come whipping down Harriet Street. So Patty and I walked out and I wanted to look at the area, and Patty had a wonderful idea. They have given us so much extra space in this front yard out here. We have two driveways already put in the curbs. So what if the construction committee would take a look at paving the area between those two? We wouldn't have to worry about landscaping anymore. Parents could come in one way, park their car, drop their kids off, and go out the other way. The other idea, because this is so wide down here, we could actually have a frontage road where the buses could actually pull off. There's that much space out there.
Okay, the only thing is somebody's going to have to talk to the city because that is road right away.
Yeah.
To see if you can even build or put
construction committee, add it to your agenda, please.
Are you looking at me, Jason?
I don't know, but I'll tell you, I yelled to your sister this morning. Those holes are so deep at this point because I go this way and drop off at the middle school, and then I come back around and drop off at the elementary school. And those buses, I don't know how those bus drivers do it. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
You are recording? Because if you're recording, I'm not commenting.
The city should have done
for the record,
better planning. They should have started this earlier.
Don't comment.
We also have a city council member here.
Well, they should have done Harriet Street first. Then 16.
No comment.
Sorry. I don't know. But the holes are getting deep.
You know I'm right.
I'll put it this way. My car is busted because of a pothole. So I literally have a busted car with a pothole.
This is what we'll do. I'll talk to the project engineer and see if there's anything that can be done. If not, Patty and I did have an alternative solution regarding keeping the current parent drop off where it is. And then internally, we would have to put in a new door system right there to make it a secure entry. And what we would do is we'd have to flip-flop offices.
And so, you're also going to have to change that because it's not handicap accessible.
Correct.
So all that cement work you did.
I'm well aware.
You can't just push and come stuff.
No, I'm aware. So, yeah. Well, when they said they were taking
Mark to with her stroller
yeah,
with her
rule
other
is,
two kids going,
you can't put out the stop sign on city streets. What is that weird
rule? If
there's
a sidewalk, you can't use the red lights on the bus.
Really?
Yep. That's state law. That's not a city.
Yeah,
law.
That's a
city.
There are bypasses.
Up by the south end, by the trailer court and all that, no sidewalk. You can, but if there's a sidewalk.
There are ways around it because as a bus driver in Kaukauna, I had a spot that was not safe, and I was able to. I got a variance to be able to do
who
it.
Who makes that decision, Chief?
I don't know. I talked to my boss, and they're the ones that handle it. So that was above my pay grade.
I was also told. I was also told, do it till someone complains.
Or a little one gets hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not willing to take that chance.
I will try to figure that out. It's probably not on my this week priority list, but
now yeah. I don't know if you've heard anything on this, but I've got a couple children that are coming from St. Martin's after school here, and the bus will not bring them here until the road construction is totally done.
I thought that they were supposed to get dropped off at the elementary, and then they were supposed to group up with the other kids that get walked over here.
Well, that was the plan for last night, And we sat there and we waited and they never came, and all of a sudden they came walking from the nursing home over.
I will text Emily. So I will text Emily Ferg right now and get it figured out.
Wow.
Yeah, and there was two teachers with them that was bringing them over here, so there was adults there. But I'm just concerned about...
You want little kids out there by themselves.
Because St. Martin's does send a person, I don't know their title, to ride the bus the first whatever to make sure everything's kosher. Yeah. I will take care of that today. I'm texting it right now.
Yeah, just so we can either wait for them, look for them over there, or if the teachers or whoever rides the bus with them wants to walk them over here, that's up to them. But I don't want to leave somebody over there at the school that isn't familiar with the school.
Yep, I'll take care of that.
Thank you.
Okay. And then there were some questions about Young Star rating, and that's why I put day-to-day operation insight. On the 14th, when I gave this to the board, we had that couple paragraphs in there about Young Star. Are we still rated 4 out of 5?
We are still 4 out of 5.
And you also have a copy of a letter with an attachment of why does Delwood Daycare matter? And the letter is actually, well, why don't you explain the letter here?
She is our Young Star consultant. So she comes in and she helps guide us, give us the tools to get up to a 4-star, 5. 5-star is really hard because all teachers have to have bachelor's degrees to become a 5-star. We're not there yet. So I'm happy with the 4-star with the associate degrees for the lead teachers and stuff like that. But she gives us the tools that we need to further the education and help the teachers with their planning and making day-to-day operations run smooth.
And that's where the comment on this other sheet came from, where it doesn't cost us anything because she comes in and does the training and that stuff. That's what that comment was referring to.
Yes, it doesn't cost us anything. And through our Wisconsin Shares, being a 4-star, we do, the parents do get more money towards their child care bill, to apply that towards their bill. Plus, being a 4-star, the center right now, through Governor Evers' new bill, they are extending the child care counts. So the center, until June 30th of 2026, will be getting, right now we're getting roughly about $5,000 a month extra coming in because we are a 4-star. I believe it's $1,500 has to go towards staff, for staff retention. So staff will get a bonus through that, or their continuing ed can be paid for, stuff like that.
That's the pain in the butt payroll that we were on, because I hear about it in the district office.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to say thank you, because I know that...
This second sheet, the second page on this, that would be an excellent thing as a handout to parents and people in the community to find out why, what's going on
put
here,
it on
and why
letterhead,
and, yeah, and why this place matters.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of excellent points on there. I think it needs to get out there. People need to know what this place offers.
This might not be the right committee or time or whatever to bring this up, and you can stop me if you need to. He's got the worried look.
Because I think that's permanent now.
No, it's not permanent. I don't like surprises, and she didn't prelude me with this, so I'm, where are you going with this bag?
I'll take all the throwables.
One thing that, through Governor Evers' bill, is trying to get more money into the daycares and save the daycares. So one suggestion that they put out there is that child care starts going after the school districts to get the 3K and 4K out of the school districts. I feel that we are part of the school district. I don't want to do that because that's undermining us. So you mentioned something about starting up a 3K. Mm-hmm. Would there be any possibility of possibly getting 3K into the daycare, which then they said the child tax money or whatever would come towards the child care center for those children that would be here?
So I believe the fine line on this is what is state aidable and what's not.
And I don't know anything about that.
So the philosophy would be, if we get rid of 4K,
in here.
Okay. If we get rid of 4K, let's just pretend. We get rid of morning and afternoon 4K, and all those kids now come here, they're still getting educational services, okay? But because of the ratios, we can have more kids for less. However, the education would have to be paid for then by the parents because we don't offer 4K then. Same thing with 3K. My proposal would be the opposite, to possibly bring 4K and 3K here, because I'm pretty sure that is state aidable.
And you'd have people teaching with bachelor's degrees.
Exactly.
Yep.
So
yeah, from what I understood is they would have to be a DPI licensed.
Correct.
Teacher to get that aid.
Correct. So you're either running it like a school, or you're getting rid of all the school portion and you're running it like an educational child care center, which we already have.
Which we are doing now.
But you're adding people to offset the cost of the youngers.
Right.
That's right. What you'd be doing.
So we'd still have the infants.
Yeah, I would just be very curious on how many parents are interested in all day 4K? How many would be interested in a partial 3K? And then the other part of it, in my brain, having kids start a routine, get used to what a school is like before they officially get to 5K,
yeah,
is crucial.
Yes.
Because we're identifying all of the gaps.
Yep.
Right.
You know, because you got 5Kers at a second grade reading level, and you got 5Kers who never opened a book in their life. You know, that's that huge gap for kindergarten, first grade, second grade teachers to try to close right away. And maybe we could do that with a 4K and 3K program. I don't know.
Including that question, those two questions on that survey?
We could. I know that there are smaller districts around us that instead of doing a child care center, they're doing the 4-day, possibly 3K thing.
But we could do both.
Maybe, I don't know. We'd have to crunch a lot of numbers and a lot of what ifs.
Would that be something that we could look at for down the road to?
I think it's one of the, I say 25, it's one of the 25 possibilities. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm just looking at any angle that I can possibly do, and I'm open to any suggestions on how to get this to run smoothly, get this cost efficient for the parents, cost efficient for the district.
And I may have misspoke. I would have to figure out the state aid thing. Didn't
Nick mention at the last meeting, though, or Jessica looked it up and said it's not aided?
3K would not be.
3K would not be, but 4K would be.
Okay.
I believe. That's why I say don't quote me on that.
That's what I remember.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that with Eber's new bill that just went into effect?
No, I don't believe so, because we would have to then make those, we would have to hire two additional 4K teachers. Mm-hmm. So that's the offset of the cost of doing it all day. So we're not going to make any more money. But education-wise, would be a benefit. And I don't know if parents are taking their kids elsewhere that have an all-day 4K. I don't know that answer either.
I haven't explored that. I want to go
around
to
here. I have not heard anywhere that's a full day 4K. But like Marion's half day, Shauna's half. You know, they're all half days.
There's a couple smaller districts to the north that are exploring it.
It would be good to get some of the data as to how that works, because these four-year-olds,
correct,
they need a lot more than just.
Oh, I'm well aware.
Okay, well, one of the things that about the Young Star thing that really caught my eye was some of the things that this particular daycare provides, and I got this from talking to people, is that parents feel safe, that this is a safe spot for their kids. The food they get is nutrition-based. And the thing that I really loved was there's no screen time. We just passed a policy that bans cell phones. All the district buildings. Young Star, how does that work? It's 15...
Three-year-olds or older can have 15 minutes of a screen time, which could be a movie or computer, something like that, a week.
A week, which means they got to use their brains.
So we don't use the screens. Our whiteboards and projectors and stuff is all for the kids to draw and, you know, stuff like that with it. And I just tell kids that they're like, oh, can I bring my PlayStation or my Switch or whatever? It's like, nope, we do brain power here. It's going to be brain power. Turn it on. And they're okay. They don't even ask anymore. For the school ages this summer, we had a bring, it was a show and tell. Bring your favorite game or something from home. Not one child asked if they could bring their Switch or anything like that. It was, oh, can I bring Monopoly? We can play Monopoly. Or I've got, oh gosh, what is that new? Well, probably not new. It's new to me. Uno Mercy or something like that?
No Mercy.
Or something like that.
No Mercy.
So those were the things that they were bringing in. We've had the kids, I give them a poster board, and they have to create a game. It's amazing how many kids do not know what a board game is anymore. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do, and we just don't do computers or screen time at all.
Which goes along with the philosophy and the, you know, my feeling with that cell phone ban was, this is what the kids have grown up with. Parents are throwing their old phones at the kids when they're 2 years old, and you see these kids monkeying with all this stuff. My feeling was, it's our job as adults to educate the kids when it's appropriate to use it. Wow, you're doing it. Mm-hmm. And we're getting them when they're young so they get their habits in. And I love it.
And they can be here till they're 12. You're 12?
Through 12, so when they turn 13.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you get those 10, 11-year-olds, they're sappy.
And when they get home, they got the devices smoking because they're just
And a lot of the parents, they've got to do laundry, they got to make dinner, they got all this. So go sit down on your tablet, go watch TV, go
get out of my
that.
Hair. You know, that's what they
I don't have time now. So they get enough of that at home. I don't want to enable them to use their brains here.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, well, any items for our next agenda that people need, want, questions? I know you posted that you had so many questions.
Oh, I know.
That would be good to bring them up right now so we can get them on the next agenda.
The questions were not related to the committee. It was not related to the daycare.
Oh,
okay. It was related to something else.
I guess I'm just curious. Because there's a post on Facebook that says the school board was sending out a survey about the daycare.
Yeah, I questioned where that came from.
Didn't hear that.
I think it's important we get a flyer going.
I think it might have been, I think somebody may have heard like from one of the other committee meetings where like they know
I asked the guy and he said he heard it from a school board member. So I didn't hear that in the meeting at all.
I can tell you this. I told an individual when I was asked that the school would be sending out surveys.
Okay, so nothing directed.
And
I know that's been discussed in the meetings, but nothing directed.
And that's what I told them. They could go back and watch the meeting. It's been discussed for the last three of them.
Right.
Chris, you can bring back in if you
just
want to.
Just how it was worded.
Okay, so items for next agenda.
Can I speak? And then
yes,
really
go for
in.
It.
So last night is one of the few nights I didn't sleep because I woke up and it is what it is. And all I'm asking for, like, people in this committee, and I'm going to ask at the next board meeting, the what ifs and the hearsay and the non-facts that are out there, we have to squash.
Yep.
We have to squash. And for the sake of the district, because I've talked to all the board members, I kind of know where they stand on certain issues and that. We have to appropriately agree to disagree on things. But in the end, we have to make a decision or decisions. So I talked to Drew yesterday for a long time, okay, in my office. And there's certain things that people want us to discuss at this committee level. And I explained to Drew, it's beyond the committee. It's beyond this committee. I don't think there's anybody on this committee that's going to go to the next board meeting and say, we're going to recommend to close the daycare. Nobody's going to do that. So that needs to get squashed. It needs to get squashed.
And I honestly think that
pretty
much the majority of the board isn't going to vote to close the daycare.
So those are the types of things where I just want to be like, I'm not going to do this for the record. But I really want to make a Facebook account and correct all the people that are saying all this stuff.
I was this close to opening one.
My office door is always open. Please come get the facts. There's no hidden agenda. There's no, with this 10 o'clock meeting, we've always had 10 o'clock meetings. The policy meeting's at 10 o'clock. We're not trying to pull any fast ones.
I think they're 9.
Yeah, they are. I'm actually going to use Drew's words as well. Drew says we need to make sure it doesn't look like we're doing a bait and switch. We can't look like we're fooling anybody.
We're posting it.
Yeah, exactly. Not just with the agenda, but even with the referendum and with all of this stuff moving forward. We have uncovered, since I've been superintendent, a lot. Okay? You can interpret that however the hell you want to interpret that, okay? But we're finally getting data to make some decisions. But now we're kind of sitting there saying, all right, who's going to make this out there to finally make a decision? And I think, I'm going to speak for the board, we're a little bit hesitant because we just need a little bit more data, and maybe that's where we can use this survey. Okay? So that we can create a long-term direction for whatever it is. The child care, the land behind the school, operational referendum. We need to just not be single focused. We need to use this in multiple avenues. And I guess it's really frustrating to me that the Facebook posts and the social media just keep setting things back. We need to all do our part to push forward.
Yep, right.
That's why I don't do social media. Well,
I don't either, but I get enough text messages about everything that I know what's going on.
Whoever started the vote in October to close this building thing went very rapidly because I have 6 messages on my phone from the time I got done with work till 8 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
Of people, why is there a vote in October to close the daycare?
Yeah.
I'm like, I have no idea what you are talking about.
Yeah.
I think parents are in a panic mode because they maybe heard that at one point and like, oh my gosh, I can't quit my job. What am I going to do with my kids? I don't have any place for my kids.
There has never been a talk of a vote to close this daycare ever since I've been on the board.
And you know, you probably got people too that just like stirred pot.
Yeah.
So there you go on that.
Well, there's pot stirrers, but then there's other ones that come and ask questions, and then there's misinformation that gets given out or misinterpretation, which is why I don't do social media, because people could read in whatever they want to with what you put down in writing. And if that was not the intent, but people take it and go with it. So
perhaps a recommendation to the Board of Education when I do the report on Monday will be, we are not closing the daycare. There has never been a vote.
I was debating to do it during my superintendent report because I'm just...
I'll do it in the committee report.
I'm just frustrated.
And then you can add in with your frustration.
I love it. It's very time consuming, but I love it when people come to my office and ask questions. Because normally they have this question, but then we can discuss 20 other topics at the same time. You know, so...
Yeah. Questions from last night, I sent some people. Yeah. I'm like, go look at the meeting minute notes.
Yeah.
Well, I can't find them. Can you send me a... Yeah, here it is.
Yeah.
And I was going to put on there, if you have any further questions, ask Troy, but I'm like, I ain't going to do dirty like that.
I was tempted as well. Like, here's Troy's email. Okay, so I do have a question, and actually, Troy, thank you. You did actually touch on one of the questions that I did have that I wasn't going to touch on here. So thank you for letting me know that this was the committee time. Yeah. I did not know that was same old, same old.
And Jessica was excused because she's figuring something else right now. Otherwise, Jessica would be here to answer any financial questions.
So the other question I have is, I'm not a big fan of, well, this is the way we've always done it, so because we could be cutting off the hamburger off the meat pan because... So is there an opportunity to potentially look at changing the start time so that more working families or people or teachers are able to come to these meetings so that...
I would love it, and with that recommendation, only one school board meeting a month. And on the opposite Monday, do committee meetings.
Yeah, well, the thing too, if you have school board meetings at 6 o'clock,
sounds good with me.
People
the less meetings, better.
Well, 6 o'clock is tight because like I work till 5:30, and I come in at 6 because I can't leave at 5:30. So the school board meetings should really actually be bumped maybe to 6:30 or 7. But
well, sometimes and as for committee meetings don't make any decisions.
Yeah.
We pull up. We have a meeting when people are available. We have a policy meeting coming up at 9 o'clock in the morning because that's when the NEOLA rep is available. You just do it when you can pull everybody together. Patty is instrumental in being at these meetings. I came in and I asked Patty, when's a good time to meet? Because I know you've got obligations.
And that's what
that's why we're having it here.
I'm just asking,
if she gets called away.
I'm just asking if the possibility was there to look into it. I was just asking.
I'm already looking into it. I like Drew's philosophy of committees. I think it's a really good discussion. But honestly, I'm getting stretched thin. Like, we got to figure something out better because I think we have good conversations here. But there's a lot of school districts where the superintendent or the board members don't have time. So then it goes back to the committee of the whole. But then board meetings are 3-4 hours long. So we have to find a balance. And like I said, I'll make the recommendation in April when we set next year that we rearrange how we do things. Because it is now, the other part of it...
Yeah.
I told Drew in my meeting yesterday, I truly feel that passing a referendum or doing whatever lies on me. That is actually my job. You know, when you look at the job of a superintendent, it's getting out in public, letting the public know what the facts are, not necessarily being the Facebook police. You know,
chief financial operator.
Correct. But that's what I need to do, as well as student test scores and this and this and that. But anytime you do a referendum, I get it, it's more work. Anytime you have these discussions. But having 6 committees and having them meet all the time, like my family life has went to this.
Well, I've got a comment too that I learned this a long time ago, that anytime you have a meeting, you go over an hour, forget it. You're going to lose interest from everybody. You're not going to get what you need to get out of it.
They do that with IEPs. You go an hour and we'll have to meet again.
To answer your question, yes.
And you get burnout.
Thank you.
So,
yes.
You do. And like I said, it was just a case of I get trying to. I've got 2 kids virtual schooling. I get and my husband works 24-hour shifts. Actually, he's on a 36. I get trying to juggle multiple schedules and trying to fit everything on. It's just. You know, trying to get more people in. For me, personally, I absolutely love the committee meetings because this is where the work is getting done and this is where the questions are getting answered. And And I want to, Patty, I want to thank you again for doing this, because I know we hit you with some hard questions.
Yeah, okay.
No,
it's okay.
I like, so I do, but we, I want to just thank you, because we appreciate it.
As long as it's not the firing squad.
I just don't know why Jason
okay,
got
so,
comfortable
right,
chair.
So, there's nothing, so we don't need to schedule another meeting, because there's
right,
nothing for the agenda.
As of right now, I think the majority of stuff is back at the board level, in my mind.
Okay.
Unless other people disagree.
Is there a need to set another meeting date?
I just think you do like I do, to be determined.
Yeah.
Yeah, something comes
and
up.
And that's what kind of the committee and the rec committee is as needed. I wish we would have met before the rates were increased, because that would have been an important discussion here, and the rec center as well.
So, recommendation to the board. Survey?
We need to do
information
survey.
Sheets?
Yeah, survey.
Absolutely.
Information sheets, yeah.
Anything else?
You need to sell this place.
Like
not
for
literally.
A dollar?
Not literally.
Not literally.
I'm just kidding.
Not
literally.
And I don't mean leases either.
No, I know what you're
I'm
saying.
I'm referring to the
Mark Stocko set. I better call Bert.
There
I'll
goes.
Just, I'll just forward it to
goes.
Him.
Okay. Well, I'm going to adjourn then.
You know where I leave from. Not from me. That's why I don't do social media.
Hey, he told me to release it, so I'll just email it to Bert. It'll be fine.
Yeah. All right, I have two.
Okay, so thank you everybody for coming, and it'll be determined. You got the names of everybody that was in attendance for the notes?
No, I
don't.
You know what?
Can everybody write their name down on this piece of paper, please? Let Bert know Zocco wants to put a recommendation to sell Bellwood.
Yeah, I'll have a
don't you dare
put the fire out.
The lunch will be right behind it.
I have colored my hair too many times this year. I'm not doing it again.
Gotta write your name down. Anywhere on that front page you said so.
I think you're doing an awesome job, Patty.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kids are lucky.
I try.
This is an awesome place.
I try. Well, you got to get to say the blessing first.
I was going to say, Patty, it's been very nice meeting you, because I've only met you twice now.
Jason. Jason, if you got a minute, go glance out how much space is out there. It's unbelievable.
Like I said, there's easements never change when it comes to that stuff. So it's technically, you know...
Can I come with you and
just
kind of
my thought?
Yeah.
I'll look at it.
Okay.